Welcome to today's Living Word for April 16th, 2024. I'm TJ Gentry. Please join with me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We start today, verse by verse, through John. Yesterday, we answered the question, why is there a fourth gospel? That sets us up now to jump headlong into that gospel. And so today, we're going to be looking at John chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. And you'll see in these verses that what John is doing is he is making clear from the start what Jesus is all about. Clear from the start what Jesus is all about. Let's listen to the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness did not comprehend it. And thus far, the reading of God's Word. This is a very tightly packed, dense theological beginning. John's Gospel is unique in this regard. All of the Gospels have a statement at the beginning that situates Jesus somewhere in the beginning of how they're going to tell that story. Matthew's Gospel begins with the genealogy. Mark's Gospel begins with the preaching of John the Baptist. Luke's Gospel begins with the birth of John the Baptist. And John's Gospel begins with this very clear statement about Jesus. And really, the whole book is contained in these five verses, because everything that's going to be drawn out in the book is packed into here. And that's why John is very clear from the start who Jesus is. And so let's think about the four points that John is making here in these five verses. In the first two verses, which begin and end with the same thought, in the beginning was the Word, that's how verse 1 starts. Verse 2 says he was in the beginning with God. That's putting an inclusio around this thought. So the central thought is the eternality of Jesus, and he's eternal because he's the second person of the eternal Trinity. And that's really what John starts with. He starts with this really important theological point. He wants us to be clear from the start that Jesus is a person of the eternal Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. He's not a God. He is God. And he is the Word. The Word is translated from the Greek logos. And he is with God and he is God. So it's important, and I think everybody would agree, whatever you're going to say about Jesus, you got to get this point right, because everything builds from this. If you think Jesus is just a great teacher, but he's not the second person of the eternal Trinity, well, you're missing it. If you think he's a God, as though there were many gods, is that what the text says? You're missing it. If you think he's just a great moral example, he is a great moral example, but you're missing it. The text is very clear, and John wants us to be clear from the start. In these two verses, 1 and 2, he makes clear the point that Jesus is the second person of the eternal Trinity. He's the Word. Then in verse 3, John makes clear that Jesus is the Creator Word. All things were made through him. Without him, nothing was made that was made. Now, when you compare that with Genesis at the beginning, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And you get to that point where it says, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. God speaks, and creation comes into existence. God speaking, that's Christ. So Jesus is the Creator Word. So God does the creating. All the persons of the Trinity are involved. The Father, the Son, and the Spirit. And Jesus has that special distinction of being the Creator Word. And he's the source of creating all life, still today. But John wants us to be clear from the start. First, that Jesus is a person, the second person of the eternal Trinity. Jesus is the Creator Word, and in verse 4, John says, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. This is where he wants us to understand, to be very clear from the start, that Jesus is the source of life and light, especially for humanity. That word that's used for life is the Greek word zoe. It's distinguished from the Greek word bios, B-I-O-S, which is where we get our word biology. We think of biological life with bios, and we have that. If we're alive, we have bios. But this zoe life that's used to say that is in Jesus, that's the source of all true life. And where there is life, there is light. Light here is not simply a look at the ceiling, see a light bulb. It's talking about light in the sense of illuminating what life is about. So if you want to have light, you have to have life. And if you have life, you will have light. But all of that is only from Christ, because John wants us to be clear from the start that Jesus is the source of life and light, especially for humanity. And then when we come to the fifth verse here, where John says that the light, he's talking about Jesus, shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. The word he uses for comprehend there is best translated, did not overcome it. And that's really the story of the satanic attack to blot out the light of the Son of God. And Satan thought he had won on the cross, but he found out when the empty tomb came about that he did not win, because darkness does not overcome the one who is the life and the light of men. And so in verse 5, what John wants us to be very clear on from the start is that Jesus' life and light are not overcome by darkness. Now, all of this applies to us as we, by faith, have this relationship with Christ. By faith, we can understand and be clear that Jesus is the second person of the eternal Trinity. By faith, we can know that Jesus is the Creator Word. By faith, we can know that Jesus is the source of light and life, especially for all of humanity. And by faith, we can understand that Jesus' life and light are not going to be overcome by darkness, which is a reminder that those who are in Christ and those who have the Spirit of God in them, they have that life and light of God, and they will not be overcome by darkness as well. So in these five verses, we are off to the races here with John, and we get clear from the start that Jesus is the second person of the eternal Trinity, that Jesus is the Creator Word, that Jesus is the source of life and light, especially for humanity, and that Jesus' life and light are not overcome by darkness. Amen.